When Rav Waksman asked me to speak, it put me to a very, very hard halachic problem or halachic challenge. What do you do when you have a rov, but the miut is chaticha ruya litkaved? Is the miut is a very, very important miut. Do you go according to the rov, or do you go according to the miut? Anyone knows what's the connection between this question and the drasha that I have to give? Who is the rov and who is the miut? Tell me if I'm wrong, but if I understand correctly, rov of the people here will hear this Shabbos Parashat Neso. The miut are the Rabbanim that stay in Israel, and they will hear Parashat Ba'alotcha. So the question is, if to speak about Parashat Neso that goes according to the rov, or to go according to the miut chashuv, and very chashuv, and to go according to Parashat Ba'alotcha. We spoke last year in Shavuot about the question that someone from Nof Ayalon asked me the same day, that he worked in a place where in the restaurant you give for lunch or fish or meat. He always take fish, and 2 hours later he wanted to take a milkshake chocolate and to eat it, because he ate fish, he didn't eat meat. But he wants to give it to all the other people that work in his office. Part of them are not religious, and he doesn't know if they eat meat or fish. Can he give them, or he will be over lifneiver? And the poskim says that safek michshol is not, if you put a stone that it's not clear that the blind person will be falling, is not called lifneiver. But here you have safek michshol that you can check. You can ask him if he ate meat or fish. And safek michshol leshaavar, already we know the answer, only he doesn't know. And the poskim says a safek that you can avoid is not a safek. Therefore, when I had that question, if to go according to the rov, according to the miut, I tried to see if there is a ra'ayon that is connected for this successful year that you had, and is connected both to Naso and Ba'alotcha, and in this way, to avoid the safek. I remember a year before my bar mitzvah, or 2 years, I started to be mevarech Birkat Kohanim, and I was very bothered. Asher kidishanu v'kedushato shel Aaron v'tzivanu levarech et amo Yisrael be'ahava. And I remember that I went to my father, Alav HaShalom, Avi Mori, and I asked him, where is it written be'ahava? The Pesukim doesn't say that. Kotev varchu et bnei Yisrael, emor lahem, Yevachecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yair Hashem panav elecha v'yichuneka, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom, v'samu et shmi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. But what is be'ahava? Where do we see the command of be'ahava? I was even, maybe when I grew a little more, I was even a little, maybe more frustrated, because I didn't know exactly what is my duty. What does it mean, v'samu et shmi al bnei Yisrael? What do I have to do? I don't have to give them the bracha. It's written, V'ani avachem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving the bracha. I have to put the name of Hashem on Bnei Yisrael. I know to put a book on the table. But how can you put the name of Hashem on Bnei Yisrael? When I grew a little later, I started to know that in the end of Birkat Kohanim we say, Ribono shel Olam, Asinu ma shegazarta aleinu. אף אתה עשה עמנו כמו שהבטחתנו, השקיפה ממעון קודשך מן השמיים, וברך את עמך את ישראל, את האדמה שנתת לנו, כאשר נשבעת לאבותינו, ארץ זבת חלב ודבש. I didn't understand. When I put feeling, I don't say, עשית מה שגזרת עלינו. Not any other mitzvah. Why the Kohanim say here? Why is it different from any other mitzvah that there is a tzivui? What is asita ma shegazarta aleinu? Let's ask. You are going in a day, too. Everyone, when he goes, he will go in the airplane. Does he have to say before, Ribono shel Olam, asita ma shegazarta aleinu, we learn Torah for a whole year, Hashkifa mimaon kodshecha, and so on. And why is it connected to Eretz Yisrael? We are asking him, כאשר נשבעת את האדמה שנתת לנו, ארץ זבת חלב ודבש, Why Birkat Kohanim is connected to Eretz Yisrael? And if to ask more, you are zoche now to have Birkat Kohanim every day. In the minute that you go to Chutz Laretz, you will have Birkat Kohanim only on Shlosha Regalim. Why? Why there is not Birkat Kohanim every day in Chutz Laretz? Sefer HaChinuch is giving an answer to all these things. Says Sefer HaChinuch, Ve'al titma le'emor, ולו חפץ השם בברכתם, יצווה איתם את הברכה, ואין צורך בברכת הכהנים. Ask Sefer HaChinuch, why at all? Hashem wants to give the bracha, he doesn't need the kohanim at all. He can give the bracha straight to Am Yisrael. Says Sefer HaChinuch, כבר הקדמתי לך פעמים רבות, כי בכוח הכשר מעשינו, תחול הברכה עלינו. כי ידו ברוך הוא פתוחה לכל שואל, ביותו מוכשר ומוכן לקבלת הטוב. ועל כן כי בחר בנו מכל העמים, ורצה שנזכה בטובו, הזהירנו וציוונו להכין מעשינו ולהכשיר גופנו במצוותיו, להיות ראויים אל הטוב. גם ציוונו בטובו הגדול לבקש ממנו הברכה, ושנשאל אותה על ידי המשרתים הטהורים, כי כל זה יהיה זכות לנפשותינו, ומתוך כך נזכה בטובו. You know why you need ברכת כהנים? Hashem can give the bracha without it. The whole duty of the kohanim is not to be mevarech Am Yisrael. That Hashem is doing. The duty of the kohanim is to inspire the people and to cause them to ask the bracha. That's the reason why you're not allowed to see the kohanim when they're giving bracha. Because they are not the one mevarchim. You have to concentrate on yourself. And the kohanim have to do and to cause each one of the people in Beit HaKnesset, if one of the people in Beit Midrash, they have to cause him to ask for siyata dishmaya, to feel close to Hashem. And when he will feel close to Hashem, then Hashem will give him shefa. That what it means, v'shamu et shmi al bnei Yisrael. They should cause bnei Yisrael to beg Hashem, and then Hashem will give them the shefa and the bracha. You can't cause anyone to do something. You can't inspire. You can't be mashpia if there is no be'ahava. If there is no be'ahava, then the kohanim won't, if they don't love the people, they won't succeed causing them to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata dishmaya. And when we say Ribono Shel Olam, asinu ma shegazarta aleinu, it's not the mitzvah. It's that we work on ourselves to be be'ahava. When there is ahava, there is simcha. And the full simcha is only in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Birkat Kohanim can be every day in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael symbolizes simcha, symbolizes shlemut. In Chutz Laretz, part of the shlemut is missing. There is no full simcha. Only in Moadim, there is a full simcha. When I see here, I thought about it in the last few weeks, to see where you are standing now and where you were in the beginning of the year. Where is your Nekudat HaBchira? Rav Dessler speaks that the main thing that yeshiva has to do is to raise Nekudat HaBchira. It's to cause people to think deeper, to think closer to Hashem. And when I ask myself, you had a such unbelievably year, two, three, what is the unique? How it was successful so much? I think that the answer is be'ahava. I think that all the Rabbanim, from Rav Waksman to all the other Rabbanim, the Avreichim, each one of them symbolizes in his life the be'ahava, that he loves Torah. And they love you. And that ahava caused the tremendous success of the year. And when you will go back, I'm sure that people will ask you what is unique about Shalavim. You have to say two words. The first word is Parashat Neso, and the second one Parashat Baalotcha. The first word is the Ahava. Everything here is full of Ahava. Ahava ta Torah. Ahava of being Eved LaHashem. Crazy place. You are slaves, but you are slaves by dancing. Ana Avda. Ahava by the Rabbanim. That's Ahava, Ahava ta Torah. Torah that there is no be'ava is like a coin that has a friction with the people. He's not allowed to make Birkat Kohanim because there is lacking of ava. He can't make it according to halacha. The second word that I think is so unique about our yeshiva is Parashat Baalotcha. V'chi tavau milchama latzar atzorer otchem verotem b'chatzotzot. You have to be Maria b'chatzotzot when you go to a war. And the second chatzotzot is Beyom simchatchem uvemoadchem uverashei chodshechem vetkaatem bechatzotzot al olateichem vazivchei shalmichem. You have two times when you have to be tokea in chatzotzot, and the Rambam put them in the same mitzvah. The first time is when you go to a war. The second time is when you are makriv korbanot Beyom simchatchem, I don't know what that means. Uvemoadchem, uverashei chodshechem. Big discussion in the poskim, in the rishonim, in the achronim. What is beyom simchatchem? Some says, and I would like to go according to them. Beyom simchatchem says Sefer Achinuch, litkua bechatzot b'mikdash b'kol yom. Korban shel tamid shel shachar. The korban shel tamid ben arvai. Every day is called beyom simchatchem. The routine, the shikra. Some people think that simcha is only very, very special days. No, to be makriv, to be zochet, to be makriv a korban, boker ve'erev, is beyom simchatchem. And explain Sefer Achinuch, lefi shebishat hakorban. היו צריכים לכוון דעתם יפה בענייננו. כי אם לא מכוונים יפה, הוא נפסל במחשבות ידועות. בעת שרה צריך האדם כיוון גדול, בהתחננו לפני בוראו שירחם עליו יצילו מצורתו. ולכן אז נתכוונו בתקיעת החצוצרות. ואין הדבר בעתים אלה, לפי שהאדם היותו בעל חומר, צריך התעוררות גדולה אל הדברים, כי הטבע מבלי מאיר יעמוד כישן, ואין דבר יעוררו כמו קולות הניגון, וכל שכן כל החצוצרות, שהוא הקול הגדול שבכל כלי ניגון. זה ספר החינוך. When you are makriv korban chatat, you are very focused on your chet. When you are makriv korban toda, you are very focused on your simcha. The question is if you are focused when you are doing the routine. When you are makiv korban shel tamid shel shachar, korban tamid shel ben arbay. And here you need the chatutzra, you need the nigun to help, to inspire you, and to be mechaven. And if you are mechaven every day to work HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then every day come to be Yom Simcha. The shigra, the routine, is what giving stability. And if that being done by Simcha, then you are making the regular, the shigra, the routine, to be very, very special. The Ein Yaakov, and with this I'll finish, is bringing a very interesting midrash. What is the main pasuk in the Torah? Three opinions. Opinion number one, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Opinion number two, Ve'ahavta le'ra'acha kamocha. These two psukim, I understand why they are so important. Ben Pazi Omer, that the main important pasuk in the Torah is Et hakevesh echad ta'aseh baboker, ve'et hakevesh hasheni ta'aseh ben arbayim. Amad Rab Ploni al ragla ve'amar, halacha keben Pazi. What is halacha? What is the most important pasuk? Is a halachic question? Yes. In what may need to focus. May need to focus that the routine will come to be simcha. May need to focus that you will be zoche to, today we don't have korbanot. But we have davening. And we have limud Torah. And if then being done bekviut, kol hazman, b'shigra, mitoch ha-meilut, az ha-adam magia le-yom simchatchem. One of the things that all of you have to think is how do we take this, all what we feel now, to life? These are the two answers. Ahava v'simcha shel korban boker v'korban ben arba. If you will always push yourself and find the way that Talmud Torah will be be'ahava. If you always will push yourself to have kviuyot, not only in Moadim, not only in Rosh Chodesh, but every day. That's therefore it's the most important pasuk. Because the kviuyot is what connects a man to the Kadosh Baruch. And this will be done be'ahava and be'simcha. Then, this I think is what's so unique about our yeshiva. A lot of amelut b'Torah with ahava and simcha. And then, you'll be zoche that every day will be considered the Yom Simchatchem. Umoatchem. You need the two things. You need routine, and you need to charge batteries to come to Beit HaMikdash, to be Olel HaRegel. Today we don't have Beit HaMikdash. But we have yeshivot. One of the things that I would like tremendously to suggest and recommend that you come here to charge batteries whenever you can. Because this is your house. And if this is your house, this is the place of Mu'adim. This is a place to be Mu'ed, to be Nifgash in HaKadosh Baruch. And therefore it's very important, as Rav Axman said, it's not the end. It's the beginning of a lot of relationship and connection to the yeshiva, to the rabbanim, to everyone. In order that ahava and simcha will continue. I spoke about it, and with this I want to finish. I spoke about it on the end of Chag Shavuot. But I feel that I have to repeat. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous yishar koach to Rav Axman. We spoke about the nigun that causes the dveikut babore that come with amelut b'Torah. I think that Rav Axman in his personality, in his way, know to make that tremendous connection of amelut b'Torah with a lot of ahava and simcha, and to really thank all the rabbanim and all the avreichim and everyone to be a tremendous role model for all this thing of ahava and simcha. Lastly, I really want to take that opportunity to thank Mr. Samuel and Frediger that is not here. For the last 3 years when I came to be a Sgan, before that I didn't really appreciate and know all what they are doing. But when I came to be a Sgan, I really saw how they are really devoting themselves in their way of ahava and simcha, to take care that we in Beit Midrash will be zoche to ahava and simcha. Yehi ratzon that all our life, our Torah, our Avodat Hashem, our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be with ahava and with simcha. Amen.